This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says initiatives have been taken to cut expenditure burden and number of ministries in provinces. Nepali Congress decides to file candidacy for presidential post. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel pledges to address issues faced by small and medium-scale industries. And Turkey's President Erdogan tells Sweden not to expect NATO bid support. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he has proposed to cut the expenditure burden and the number of ministries of provinces. During a meeting held with a team of ministers, lawmakers and political leaders of Sudur Paschim province at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said ministries of some provinces had been cut down. The Prime Minister mentioned that the centre cannot interfere with authority or provinces as they are autonomous and the constitution has clarified their work. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and newly elected Speaker of the House, Devraj Khemire, held a meeting yesterday. Matters related to the country's contemporary affairs were discussed in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says export promotion is the priority of the government. During his meeting with a delegation from the Federation of Export Entrepreneurs Nepal yesterday, the Finance Minister said the government was positive towards the demand to organize an international level business fair in Nepal for the export promotion. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Paudel said the startup work procedures and provision on project loans would be implemented soon. Addressing a program in Lalitpur yesterday, the finance minister assured that he would take the initiative for preparing the startup work procedures pending for long. Newly elected Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Indira Rana, has announced her political disassociation with her party. Before being elected to the Deputy Speaker, Rana belonged to the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Deputy Speaker Rana assumed her office at the Parliament Secretariat at Singha Darbar yesterday itself after taking an oath of office and secrecy. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that development of information and technology has not only positively impacted the human life but also brought about multidimensional changes in the approach of crimes. Addressing a special event at the Armed Police Force Nepal headquarters on yesterday, on the occasion of the 22nd Armed Police Force Nepal Day 2079, the Prime Minister asked the security bodies to be mobilized to tackle the security threats that have appeared with the changing dimensions of the crimes. Likewise, the Prime Minister urged the security officials to play honest and effective role from their respective positions to materialize the national strategic goal of social justice, good governance and prosperity by discouraging crimes. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lami Chane has appreciated the significant role that the armed police force has been playing in the country's internal peace and security, border security and disaster management. Speaking at a function held to mark the 22nd Armed Police Force APF Day at the APF headquarters in Holcho, Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Lami Chane also lauded the role of the organization in security of important establishments and individuals, industries and revenue collection. The Home Minister also expressed the belief that all the members of the Armed Police Force would work to make the organization vibrant while assuring continuous support from the Line Ministry. On the occasion, Inspector General of Armed Police Force Razu Arial said that Armed Police Force has proved the rationale of the organization after passing through various tests. The main opposition Nepali Congress has urged the government and the election commission to ensure the timely election of the president. A meeting of the party office bearers and former office bearers held yesterday drew the attention of the government and the election commission towards the need for holding the election on time. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said his party would file candidacy for the post of president and discuss the issue with all the political parties. Meanwhile, the Federal Parliament Secretariat has recognized the Nepali Congress as the main opposition party. Haribol Prasad Gujral has been appointed as the chief political adviser to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. He was appointed as the chief political adviser by a meeting of the Council of Ministers on January 19 with minister-level hierarchy and benefits. Similarly, Dr. Bhim Prasad Shrestha has been appointed as the vice chairperson of National Planning Commission. The National Assembly Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee has directed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to ensure that the school textbooks would be supplied to all schools and students in time in the next academic year. Committee's President Prakash Pantha called to the serious attention of the ministry to ensure the textbooks reach the hands of the students and schools well within time in the next academic session. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati has directed the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN to manage the time schedule of a flight. Minister Kirati made the direction to Executive Chairperson Yuvraj Adhikari yesterday during his inspection visit to the office of the CAN. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN has directed the Nepal Airlines Corporation NAC to suspend its five pilots for disobeying the instructions given by the air traffic controller ATC of Hong Kong, the autonomous region of China, while landing the plane. Spokesperson of CAN Jagannath Nirulai confirmed that the NAC was directed to suspend its five pilots for not abiding by the rules. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Narayan Kazi Shrestha held a discussion with Indian officials on the progress and problems surrounding the projects funded by the Government of India. During the courtesy meeting in Kathmandu yesterday, the Transport Minister urged the Indian team, including Additional Secretary of the Ministry of External Affairs of India, Prabhat Kumar, to expedite physical infrastructure projects funded by the Indian government. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Rajendra Ling then has said the agenda of Hindu nation would be further strengthened. Deputy Prime Minister Ling then said this while inaugurating a newly constructed building of Vedanga Sanskrit School at Sadhutar of Arjundhara Municipality 1 in Chapa District yesterday. The school was set up under the President Education Reform Program. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has signed a separate memorandum of understanding with UN Women and UNFPA for the protection of human rights of women. At a separate program organized yesterday, Acting Secretary of NHRC Murari Prasad Kharel and Country Representative Navanita Sina of UN Women and Country Representative Won Yong Hong of UNFPA signed the MOU. The MOU states that the two sides would move ahead in a coordinated and collaborative manner on different issues including gender equality, rights to reproductive health, reducing violence against women and women rights. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Sweden should not expect Turkey to back its NATO membership bid, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday, days after a copy of the Quran was burned in the Stockholm protest. Sweden applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine. Erdogan condemned the latest protest carried out by a far-right politician from a Danish party as blasphemy not to be defended by free speech. The Swedish governments also criticized the protest. Sweden, along with Finland, applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine, but the recent protests have heightened the tensions. Pakistan suffered a huge power cut early on Monday following a breakdown in its national grid, leaving millions of people without electricity. Power was out in all major centers, including the biggest city, Karachi, and the capital, Islamabad, as well as Lahore and Peshawar. Power Minister Karim Dastagir said the grid failure followed a frequency variation in southern Pakistan. Electricity had still not been restored in many areas. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and partly to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the hilly high and mountainous region of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says initiatives have been taken to cut expenditure burden and number of ministries in provinces. Nepali Congress decides to file candidacy for presidential post. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal pledges to address issues faced by small and medium-scale industries. And Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tells Sweden not to expect NATO bid support. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.